We have to change in our hearts. We have to. And it doesn't take much. It just takes giving up, giving yourself to God, saying, God, I'm yours. Do what you want. You know, if it was, let's put up a youth banner, let's have rap music, and let's do music, and let's do that, and well, the young people will come. Well, that's great, but their lives won't change. They'll just come to be entertained. I want to see people, young people, so changed on the inside that they will dedicate their lives like the Joel 2 army to live ruthlessly for God, transforming their communities. I want nothing more. I didn't sign up for anything less. I didn't sign up for church that looks like a meeting. I didn't join for that. I seriously didn't. And I don't believe it's in your heart to do this. I believe that in your heart there is a longing for God to come and transform your life and transform your community. Why should we not see the power of God on this land? Why should we not? I've been loving reading Daniel this week and loving what's to see these amazing young men who just right from the beginning said, we won't eat your great food. We'll just have vegetables and water. And they look better than the other guys. Right from the beginning, they separated themselves from what everybody else expected. And then they went on to this amazing account when the three of them, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, will said, we won't bow to this idol. We will not bow to it. And they said, even if you throw us into your furnace heated 7 times hotter than normal, we still won't bow to it. And they threw them in the furnace and they saw 4 men walking around in the furnace. Now, why then? Why not now? Why not now? Why do we accept that that only happened then? Why not now? Then Daniel refuses to worship the king, and they take him and they stuff him in a den full of lions. And he was there an entire night, and not one lion touched his body, because God sent an angel to shut the mouths of the lions. Why then? Why not now? Where are the Daniels that are called to transform our community? Where are the Daniels that God wants to raise up that say, we don't bow to what the world demands of us. We don't need the diet that the world demands for us. We have a vision for something different and greater. That we will see the Philips go into Samaria and see demons flying out of people and seeing people released from all kinds of bondages. That our shadow will fall on people and they'll get healed. Why not? Jesus said we'll do greater things. It didn't stop with the apostles. It's still meant to happen right now. But we've come to accept a Christianity which is so much less. We manage it. We tuck it into the side of our life and we say, let's have church that doesn't disrupt my life too much, that makes it my manageable church life. Let's do that instead. But it's time for us to get ruthless if we are going to live to see the change that we long for, because if we don't, we won't see it. And please, God, not just meeting after meeting after meeting. If it doesn't go anywhere beyond that, there is no point. There seriously isn't. It'd be great if we all came, brought food, and shared a meal. It'd be worthwhile. We'd talk to each other and we'd bless each other's lives. But to go through that motion of singing songs and listening to somebody preach and then giving our money and going, I don't see the point anymore. I just don't see the point. I don't think that's what Jesus called me for. I don't think it's what he called you for. I don't think that's what Jesus set this thing up for. You know, when we came to London, we came with one vision and one thing and only, and that was, Jesus, you can transform this community. There is no doubt in our mind you can, but all you want are transformed lives that you can work with. And that's all that God's looking for, guys. Won't you become heartily sick and tired along with me of the status quo? Won't you dare to be different? Won't you dare to kick over the traces? Won't you dare to stand up and be counted? Won't you dare to refuse to bow and worship what the world worships? Won't you dare to do that? Won't you say, come on, I live for something different than that. I live for Jesus, and I know what it means to live for him. You see, my biggest job, I know what I want. But I don't know if that's what you want. And so that's why I plow and I plow and I plow and I plow in the hope that somewhere along the line, we're all, enough of us are going to agree on what we want. And when we all agree, and we all say, Jesus, you've called us for something much greater, and I'm no longer going to live for what I used to live for. I'm called to transform a community. There's a room full of the most gifted people here. Well, it's half a room full. There's people here who are ready to heal the sick, to raise the dead, to cast out demons, to proclaim the kingdom of God, to go out on missions and come back bringing great news, great stories of what God has done. It's here. You are it. It's part of you. We don't need someone else to come and do it. It's us. We just have to do it. We just have to say, Jesus, I believe you. I trust you. You know the wonderful thing about Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego? They trusted God. They trusted him. They said, even if he doesn't save us, we still trust him. And all God's looking for is people will say, Jesus, I trust you. Whatever it costs, I trust you. I want you, and that's where I'm going. Nowhere else is important. I thought it would be great for us to break bread tonight. But I want you to understand something, that this communion, this little meal, it was never meant to be something that happened independently in church. It was always attached to a love feast. It was attached to the church coming together and sharing a meal. And then they did this afterwards or during the meal. They acknowledged Jesus. Sadly, it got separated. Just like sadly, we ended up having meetings in church. And how I wish we'd had a lovely meal to share before we did this meal or after we did this one. But not this time. But this meal really just signifies it's one thing. The man Jesus who came into the world and did only what his Father told him to do and lived in complete, unshakable trust in his Father because he spent time in the Father's presence. And that man gave up his life so that we would become transformers of a world. That's what this was about. This was about a world being changed. This was about powerful missionaries going out. This was about powerful evangelism. This meal is about lives being healed, being set free. This meal is about lives being filled with joy and hope and gladness, being healed of pain, being healed of abuse. This meal is about lives being healed in their bodies. This meal is about people being delivered of demons so that they can live in the freedom that God intended them to live in. This meal is so that we could love each other. That we could say, I choose you before I choose myself. I choose to make you more important than me. I choose to believe the best about you. I choose to speak well of you. I choose to protect you. I choose to give you, if I've got and you haven't, I choose to give you what I've got so that you don't have to go without. That's what this meal's about. I choose to give my time to you, because that's what this meal's about. The most costly thing we have is time. I choose that. I choose the most important. Just like he chose the most important. He chose to give his life so that we would be his life on this earth to this hurting, broken world we live in. This city has had glorious, glorious revelations of God's kingdom. It's time again, guys. Yeah, but who, us? All it takes is a heart transformation. It just takes one heart to say, I believe differently. I believe Jesus is calling me to live differently now. Not stop sinning. I say, push into God. Fulfill a relationship with him. Say, Jesus, I've come for something much bigger than my life. I've come to change a community. So most people would think we're nuts moving to Friday when we had a Sunday venue. But I am determined that we're going to stop thinking the church is a meeting. I'm determined that we're going to stop thinking that ticking a box once a week is all it takes. And so I've been to church. I'm utterly determined. The church has got to be a life-transforming experience filled with transforming people who transform the world they live in. So all I'm going to ask you to do is come up here, please, and share this meal. And I want you to remember that as you take this bread, you're taking hold of the promise of God. Jesus said, do this often in remembrance of me. Remember what this represents, the body of Jesus that was broken for you. Remember that this grape juice represents the blood of Jesus that was shed for you. Remember what that means. Remember what that means. There's a great song that's sang by the Liverpool supporters of Liverpool. And it's probably sang by other people too. But it has these words that end, this climax of this one particular line says, you'll never walk alone. That's absolutely true, but I don't want to walk with what the world thinks is great to walk with. I'm not alone because I walk with my Father God. I am His Son. You are His sons. He wants you never to be alone. He says, no matter where you go, you're never alone. Come and take hold of what has been won for you. This is transforming your life. This is what makes you different from the rest of the world. Change our lives. Transform us. Make us different. Please, Jesus. Please, Lord, we ask you, come and change us. Jesus, just as we've taken hold of your body, just as we've taken hold of your blood, just as we have reached out our hand and said, we take hold of what you gave us. So we want to give ourselves to you. In the same way that you gave yourself to us, we want to give ourselves to you now. We want to say to you, Jesus, take what we are. We only are what we are. We're not brilliant, but we are people. We are your people, and we are called by your name. We are the Christians. And so we give ourselves to you. We ask you now, Lord, take our lives. Take our lives. Take my life, Jesus. Can you just say that in Jesus? Here I am. Just reach your hands out in a sense. I'm offering you my life. I offer you who I am. Take what I am, Jesus. Use this. Turn this life around. Make this life useful to your kingdom. But all we ask is don't stop now, Lord. Don't stop. What you've started, don't stop. Don't stop until there's fire in our lives, till we burn in our hearts for you. Don't stop. We can't do that, but you can. Start with us, Jesus, please. For the sake of your glory, do this in us. Thank you. Thank you. Holy Spirit, do in us what you must. Do in me what you want to. But bring my life to that place where I am full of the fire of God. And I start fires wherever I go.
A lady who walked over in her living room and she took down a cross that was on the wall. It was dusty. It had been on the wall for many, many years. And the Lord said, my people that are called by my name, start to pray in your homes. Start to pray in your homes. And he gave me the word beacons of light. And he showed me that prayer groups would start in the houses. And he also said that you can invite a neighbor into your house to join you, and that one will get born again, filled with the Holy Spirit. But this is something, this is a work that the Holy Spirit is doing all over the earth. These prayer groups are starting up in the houses. and the Holy Spirit is doing this. And it can be like a training ground. You can grow in that place and just allow the Holy Spirit to move amongst you, and he will empower you with the gifts. Many years ago, I was in a church, and I saw that what I saw, it just was not lined up with the Word of God. And I decided to stand up, and I said, Jesus, you went to the cross so that I can have the Holy Spirit, with evidence, not just talking about him, but with power. Jesus' blood was spilt, that we can come into that blood covenant. The blood covenant is an agreement between two parties. Jesus Christ has kept his. He went all the way. Now we have to go all the way. And he showed me a vision not too long ago of a branch. And it was engulfed in fire. And it was on a flat roof. And under the roof was a theater. And the Holy Spirit said to me, what's happening in the theater? And I waited. And he gave me the answer. Acting. And I said, Holy Spirit, what is this branch that is engulfed in fire? It was like inferno. And he said, it's my people who are not bearing the fruit of the kingdom. And at the end time, we're in the end time. He said they will be gathered up and thrown into the fire because they're not keeping their part of the blood covenant of Jesus Christ. It's a serious thing. You have to now stand up like Peter did. Get up. It's this sitting back. It's not good. You can perish. The bride of Christ knows who she is, and she is the one who's doing the work out there. It's not happening in the churches. And the Lord showed me the rapture, and very few in the churches will be taken up. In fact, he showed me there's going to be a tearing. He showed me a piece of cloth oblong. It was cream color. And in the bottom right-hand corner was a little tiny patch piece, and it was white, held together with the overlapping stitches. And he said there's going to be a tearing. That little piece is the bride, and they're coming out of the church. But they're under false teachers, and it's like there's something cast over them. And Jesus said, when the truth is spoken, it will set them free, and they will come out.
Father, I ask you now, Jesus. Father, you've spoken through our sister, you've spoken a word. And what you're saying is you don't want us to go through the motions. You don't want us to act. You're looking for disciples now on the earth. It's the season where you look for those who belong to you. And we want to be those that respond now, Jesus, to you. We don't want to do public relations church. We want to do church that is the church of Jesus Christ. We want to be those who look like Jesus, speak like Jesus. We want to be those who don't compromise and not caught up in the apathy, the spirit of this age, but we want to be caught up with Jesus. And Father, all we've got is our lives, and we give them to you, and we say, we can't do this beyond ourselves, Jesus. We don't want to be like a harlot, Jesus. We don't want to have other lovers. We want to have you as our only lover. We want to be end-time lovers whose lives are laid down for you. We want to be the bride of Christ. We want to look like your bride. We want to look like the one that's set apart for you. We want to look like the bride who lives only for the one who is her husband. The one who's not faithless, but faithful. And Father, there's such a surge of public relations in the church these days. There's such a surge of messages that are talking about it's okay to live as you like. It's okay to be what you want. It's okay. God is broad-minded and God loves you so much. But Jesus said, narrow is the way and wide is the path that leads to destruction, and many will journey upon that path. When Jesus spoke the word to the 10 virgins, they all turned up at the meeting, but only 5 came prepared, and 5 didn't get in. Jesus is not calling a compromised body. What made John Wesley great was the fact that his life was laid down for God. When John Wesley died, he left his preaching shirt, £6, one for each one of his pallbearers, and a set of teaspoons, apart from his books. He had nothing in this world because he didn't come to live in the world. He didn't come to own the world. He came to own Jesus. And Jesus says, will you own me tonight? Will you own who I am? Will you own what I am? Will you own what I have said you to be? Will you own who I've called you to be? Will you take that on board? Would you say, this is who I am, Jesus? I want to be counted. I want to be counted with you. I don't want to be counted amongst those who the apathetic compromises of the world. I want to be counted as a genuine believer of Jesus. I really believe, guys, that there's a time now that we're going to have to make a decision. It's time. I believe in several of our lives there's a battle going on right at this moment. And the battle is simply this: do I want to retain what I am and what my life's been? Do I want comfortable Christianity? Am I part of the bless me generation, or am I part of the Jesus generation? Am I going to be part of the Joel army, which is going to be an army that is radical, a transforming army that will change a world, or am I going to be part of what seems to be acceptable, what doesn't cost me too much except coming to a meeting once a week? Am I prepared to go out on a limb? Am I prepared now, like never before, to go all the way? My sister, I'll come back and listen to you in a minute, but I've just got to keep moving. But am I prepared to move on? And I believe, guys, tonight God is speaking radically to us. And God is saying, I've called you to a path, and I've called you to journey on this path. And I've given you much time. And Jesus spoke to me again this week about the fig tree that bore no fruit planted in the vineyard. And the man came to look for fruit, and he saw none, and he said to the gardener, dig it up. Why should it use up the soil? And the gardener said, give it just one more year. Let me dig around it. Let me fertilize it, and let me see if we can produce fruit on it. And the Lord says, I give you one more year. I give you a year to dig around this tree, to fertilize it. I give you a year. This is the season now. It's the time that we are in. This time is the season now. And so in this time, we have to move forwards. We can't stay where we are. So I'm going to ask you guys to do something really specific, but I believe it's totally right. Because Jesus would have asked you for nothing less. I'm going to ask you if you are willing to follow Jesus, to lay down your life and live for him, then I need you to make that declaration this afternoon. I need you to make that declaration along with me. And I ask you guys, if that's what you want, then get up out of your place and come and stand here with me as your declaration. It's not about being a member of a church. It's about being a member of the kingdom of God, belonging to Jesus. And if you're ready to say, Jesus, I want you to have all of me, all of my life. I don't want to live for myself. You lay down your life, not for a compromise. You lay down your life, Jesus, that we will. We will belong to you. We will be like you in this world. We won't look like this world. The spirit of apathy has no part of us. And we say, this is the end. This is the end of low-key following Jesus far away. We want our hearts to burn for Jesus. And that's why we follow him. Take good time to think about this. God sees what we're doing right now. God says, I see your heart. I see your action. Are you willing to stand? Are you willing? Will you pay the price? Father, here we are before you. See into our hearts. Know what we are. And I ask you tonight, take what we offer you. Take the life we offer you. Tonight we choose to live holy lives. We choose to live holy. You said, be holy because I am holy. We choose to be holy. We choose to turn from compromise. We choose to turn from sin. We choose to no longer call it a quirky lifestyle. We now call it sin. And we say we want to live for your righteousness. We want to be pure. We want to be set apart for you. We don't want to live double standards anymore. We want to be counted as members of your household, Jesus. Because wherever we are, we will reproduce in this world. And we have to be those who are yours. We have to be the 10 virgins who brought the oil. So here we are, Jesus. Here we are, Jesus. Guys, you have to speak. I can't speak for you. You need to say, here I am. Take me. Take my life. Whatever word you want. Turn from my sin. Lay down your life. Say, Jesus, I choose to live for you from today. I no longer live for compromise. I no longer live a half-paced life with you. I live for you, Jesus. What I am and who I am is yours. Now let your blood begin to work in us, Jesus. Let your blood wash. Wash us. Take hold of the blood, guys. Take hold of it. You need the blood tonight. Press into the blood. Just take hold of it. Say, Jesus, cover me with that blood. Cover me. Every part of me, inside, outside. I need your blood, Jesus. 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 And now I am yours, Jesus. Say again, tonight I give my life to you. I affirm that my life belongs to you. I no longer live a double standard. I live for you now. My life is yours. I am set apart, bought at a price. Take hold of who I am. If you don't speak it, it can't happen. It's with your mouth that you confess, with your heart you believe. So speak with your mouth. Thank you, Jesus. Just speak out, Lord. I give you my life. This is yours. Take it today. You bought it on the cross. It belongs to you. And forgive me that I've took it back before, but now I give it to you and I'll never take it back. I determine my life is yours. I determined to live an uncompromising life. I determined to live like light in this world. I determined to be salt in this world. Hallelujah. Now, Jesus, now I ask him, come and fill me with your Holy Spirit. The Spirit is always joined to where there's life, where the blood of covenant exists, the Spirit comes. Come, Holy Spirit. Come upon your people. Come, Holy Spirit. Come and fill your people. Fill me anew, Lord. Fill me anew, Lord. Fill me like never before, Jesus. Jarabarababarabashe. Jarabarababasarbiaramakarbiandarabestabo. Starabiarabarabakasen rostorbia. Riboshe. Jesus. 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 Can you say tonight, Jesus, I live for you. I really want to live for you from tonight on. I don't want to live a half-priced. I don't want to live a compromised life. I don't want to take the easy path. I'm determined to take the path that you set for me. I'm determined to walk on your path. I want to go on the gate that goes to eternal life. I don't want to walk on the road that leads to destruction anymore. So here's my life. Take it, Lord. It's yours. Hallelujah. And Lord, let this covenant which stands between you and I, that is made in your blood, let that covenant now join our hearts. Let that covenant which I have enjoined my heart to, let that covenant bind my heart to your heart. Let that covenant be so real to me tonight that I will understand that I'm in an agreement with the living God tonight. And from tonight, I belong to him. I'm in covenant with Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ziabra bakara bara bestara bara mokora bara nderi bestora bi araba kanda. Jebara bara bara sara bara bakara bara bara bakasera bi araba kara bara bakara bi araba kara bara bara bi araba kara bara nderi bi araba kara bara bi araba kara bara nderi bi araba kara bara nderi. Jara bara bi araba bara bakara bara bi araba bara bara bi stora bara 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 stara bara bakara bara bi araba kara bara nderi bi sto. Jebara bara bi araba bara bakara bara bi araba bara bakara bara bara daro kasara bara no. Jo bara bara bakere bara bastora bara bakara bara bakasendere bere bestara bara bakara biara bakande. Je mara bara bakara bara biara bakara bere biara bakara bere biara bakande. Tora bara 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 bakashara bara bara yatum. Ya tora bara bakara bara biara bara bakara bere biara bakara bere biara bakara bara andare via. Yara bara biara bara bakara bere biara bakara bara ande. Rebere bi araba araba kere bi araba kora araba kan. Je bara bi araba 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 sere bi araba araba kan. Je bara bara araba sere bara araba tora bi araba kara brin. Je bara bi araba sar bi araba. Je bi araba kashe. Je bi araba kashe. Je bara araba. Je bara. Je bara. Je bara. Let your fire fall. Let your fire fall. Jiro. Jiro. Yeremanda rebiya roba sarbiya roba. Yeraba raba raba diaraba. Jiro resira baribiye. Shela raba raba sa. Jera baraba sebra bakan. Orbi arabara mashe. Jesus, sebra bakara berbiara bakashen. She, 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 Thank you. Holy Spirit, I ask you tonight to go deep. Go deep into my heart. Go deep into our hearts tonight, Holy Spirit. Bring about the most lasting transformation I've ever known. Go deep, Holy Spirit. I welcome you. I open every part of my life to you. I say, have your way in my life, Holy Spirit.
In confusion. Two people shouting each other down. Okay? I appreciate what you brought. It's invaluable. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Karabraba Shimra Storabraba Kandi. I believe that some of you need to pray out aloud. Just pray out here amongst us to say, Jesus, this is my life, take it. This is the first night of the rest of my life. Take what I have to offer you. So Lord, take what we are, take what we have. Take what we've spoken to you tonight, take it, Jesus. Hold those words to yourself, Jesus. The Lord spoke to me and just said, this is from the wedding ceremony, who God has joined together, let man not separate. If we've joined ourselves to God, then let man not separate us. And that means I don't separate myself from him either. What is joined to God, let man never separate. I won't separate what is joined to you. What is given to you belongs to you. And I will not separate that. It belongs to you now. My life is yours. I am transformed. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Yes, I understand. Thank you, Jesus, so much. We ask you to give us wisdom to know if this is significant to us and what we should be doing. But Father, I know that you can't take this land. We can't take this land unless we are belonging to Jesus. We can't stand against the enemy if there's rebellion in our lives because he's a rebel. He doesn't have to listen to rebels. We cannot enforce this kingdom if we're not walking in it. So we want to be those who have the authority of Jesus because we're under the authority of Jesus. We stand against every deceiving spirit that tries to declare that London belongs to him. And we declare in the name of Jesus that London shall belong to Jesus. It was bought by Jesus. It belongs to Jesus. We do not give London up. We do not give it up to anybody. We declare this is the territory of Jesus Christ. Our lives belong to Jesus Christ. We are his soldiers. We are his army. We're bought with his blood. We operate in his power. We have his authority. As he is, so are we in this world. We make his declarations on this earth. And I declare over every person in this room tonight, and in the name of Jesus, I declare you are no longer a victim of the devil. You're no longer a victim of your life that came before. For Jesus has set you free. His blood has paid the price. His cross has destroyed the work of the devil. And you are not subject to that. You are subject to the kingdom of God if you are a member of the kingdom of God. And you walk in all the power and the authority of that kingdom. And you have nothing to fear of the kingdom of darkness. 1,000 may fall at your right hand, 10,000 at your left hand, but it will not come near you. If you are living close to Jesus. Zamrishta brukus sobrama rabase. So we make that declaration in the name of Jesus. Every demonic force that has tried to oppose us, that has tried to oppose the kingdom of God, we declare in the name of Jesus, you are bound, you have no power, you have no authority here. We declare the victory of Jesus over our lives. We declare the power of his blood. We choose to walk in the glorious victory of Jesus Christ, lifting the cross before us. Declaring the victory of the cross of Jesus. every day. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.